In Wisconsin, the virus, viral hemorrhagic septicemia, has only been found in Lake Michigan and the Lake Winnebago system. For several months, the DNR had emergency rules requiring boaters and anglers in those waters, like Superior, the Mississippi River, and parts of some tributaries to drain boats and to not move live fish and minnows. DNR staff have been proposing to make the rules permanent, but dropped plans to automatically put the controls in statewide if the virus was found in one more body of water. Instead, the DNR board yesterday only voted for more temporary rules, but to make the boat draining and ban on live fish movement statewide now. DNR spokeswoman Erin Solello declines to criticize the DNR board, but she says she is worried that anglers far from the areas infected by VHS will be deterred from fishing this fall and winter.
This is an evolving situation, and we just hope that the public will bear with us as we try and do what's best for Wisconsin's water bodies.
The DNR board has agreed to let people harvest and move around wild bait as long as they have a state permit. The board will take up permanent VHS rules in December. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.